Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Openness to mystery. Ultimate reality cannot be seen with any dual operation of the mind that eliminates the mysterious or confusing. With such software, we cannot access infinity, God, grace, mercy, or love. If you understand it, then it is not God. Jesus so often, 7 times in Matthew 13 alone, taught that ultimate reality, which he calls the kingdom, is always like something. He clearly offers simile and metaphor to invite further reflection and journey, not impose a single understanding. Healthy religion is always humble about its own holiness and knowledge. It knows that it does not know. The true biblical notion of faith, which balances knowing with not knowing, is rather rare today, especially among many religious folks who think faith is being certain all the time, when the truth is the exact opposite. Anybody who really knows also knows they don't know at all. We've got to constantly remind ourselves that we don't know. Both politics and religion are filled with people clinging to certitudes on every side of every question. This makes civil and humane conversation largely impossible because there's no humility. Humility in our knowing, acknowledging all that we don't know about God, reality, and ourselves. There's no openness to mystery as being that which is always unfolding. Mystery is not that which is not understandable. Mystery is that which is endlessly understandable. The best things can't be told. The second best things are misunderstood. So we settle for talking about the third best things. The second best things are those things that merely point to the first best things. The best things can't be talked about. They can only be experienced. And then if we try to talk about them, we know that we see through a glass darkly. This is the necessary and good poverty of all spiritual language. Why do we think we have a right to certainty or complete clarity? As way, truth, and life, it all becomes about the sharing of our person instead of any fighting over ideas. We feel so much more in control when we are right than when we are in right relationship. Such admitted poverty in words should keep us humble, curious, and searching for God. The people who find God are usually people who are very serious about their quest and their questions, more so than being absolutely certain about their answers. Rest in this knowing. Boundlessness of the One. Sink deeply and continually into what is called the prayer of quiet. Apophatic prayer involves a mindful and relinquishing disposition in the process of communing with God. This contemplative method of praying involves the quieting of one's spirit and the settling into the essence of being, which allows one to be found in the presence of God. Apophatic theology invites the spiritually devoted beyond limitations and known categories to ways that make room for what we don't know and cannot comprehend about the divine. The prayer of quiet draws us ever deeper into the mystery that is worth growing familiar with, but is ultimately unknowable in its totality. There is a boundlessness of the One, who we sometimes call God, and apophatic prayer may lead us into that unknowing to experience the divine beyond what we know. To presume we know is always dangerous. There is an arrogance that comes from knowing and thinking that we normally have the right answer. Balance the cataphatic way, knowing God through words and ideas, with the apophatic way, knowing God through silence and unknowing. If you wish to know how these things come about, ask for grace, not instruction, desire, not understanding, the groaning of prayer, not diligent reading, the spouse, not the teacher, God, not man, darkness, not clarity, not light, but the fire that totally inflames and carries us into God. Rest in this knowing. Contemplation is a wordless resting in the presence of God beyond all thoughts and images. We are wordlessly resting in a presence beyond thought that's intimately accessing our heart as we intimately access it, and we rest in the oneness. Lift your heart up to the Lord with a single stirring of love, desiring Him for His own sake and not for His gifts. Center all your attention and desire on Him and let this be the sole concern of your mind and heart. Do all in your power to forget everything else, keeping your thoughts and desires free from involvement with any of God's creatures or their affairs. Let them all be. Pay no attention to them. You've been called to something beyond thoughts. You have to sit long enough for it to catch hold. It goes like this. First of all, there's like the beginner's mind. At first, you realize you're getting acclimated. It can go on for weeks and weeks. It's still difficult. Even though it's difficult, you can sense in it a certain resonance. It's difficult, but there's something here that's quietly shining in the difficulty. I feel called to do it. That's the important thing. There's meaning in it. There's meaning in the difficulty because it's a transformative difficulty. Rest in this knowing. Setting aside. We tend to encounter God's reputation before we knowingly encounter God. We gather all sorts of bits and pieces of information about God, some of it good and useful, some of it wildly off-center and frankly harmful to us and others. If we are to speak of God as God is, then we need to check what we say as often as possible against the touchstone of our experience of living towards holy encounter. The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. God, who reaches out to us in love and mercy through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who meets us in worship and sacrament and prayer and in moments of grace in the natural world and in human relationships, is at the same time far beyond our reach. Where were you when God laid the foundation of the earth? Who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all of the children of God shouted for joy? God meets us when we acknowledge the limitations of our knowledge of God. What if it was exactly at the point at which we consent to set aside what we've heard about God that we are best equipped to see clearly the character of the God we encounter? What if the setting aside turned out to be the single most important thing we need to do? God is encountered through humble not knowing. Mystical certitude is utterly authoritative, but it's humble. It isn't unkind. It doesn't need to push its agenda. It doesn't need to compel anyone to join a club, a political party, or even a religion. It's a calm, collective presence. There is no place in the gospel where Jesus is defensive. In fact, he says, "Do not worry what your defense will be." Jesus had no interest in winning the argument, only in making the argument. Those who know always know that they don't know. It's when we come before the tremendous mystery of God and we can't find the words. All we can do is mutter, because we know whatever just happened is beyond words, beyond proving and beyond any kind of rational certitude. The only people who grow in truth are those who are humble and honest. Without humility and honesty, we just don't grow. A humble person is simply someone who is naturally honest about their own truth. You and I came along a few years ago. We're going to be gone in a few more years. The only honest response to such a mystery is humility. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.